Hi, this is Zach, and here's a recap of last week's Red Rock Mysteries.
My video camera. I got all of Ashley's argument on it. Maybe I recorded something else.
Maybe that's what they were looking for when they ransacked the cabin.
We saw this guy. He had a baseball cap on.
Help!
What do you want?
Give me the camera.
Do whatever you have to get that video.
Trust me, I got this. Well, you're up early.
We've got school.
Thought your mom said you could sleep in if you wanted.
The cats start today. We can't miss. Been preparing for months.
How about your friend, the heckler kid? He still wants to ride your ATV, right?
Gotta face the music sometime.
Yeah, I suppose. Where's Ashley?
Mom went upstairs. We've got time before the first bell.
So you're gonna just drive up to school and face this heckler kid?
We're gonna park at Mrs. Watson's, so he may leave us alone till the end of the day. But if we don't ride today, it's just gonna get harder to stand up to him.
Yeah, I admire that attitude. And I wanted to tell you, I was proud of you, what happened in the car. When we went under, you and Ashley both kept your heads.
I don't think I've ever been that scared. But none of us would have gotten out if it hadn't been for you.
Well, not a lot of adults would have been able to do what you and Ashley did.
Thanks. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why didn't you want us to do an interview with the local paper up there? I mean, that would have been so cool.
That's a good question, and I have a good answer.
Okay.
I just can't tell you right now. You have to trust me, okay?
Yeah.
Look, if you change your mind and want me to drive you to school, I
think we should ride, like we always do.
All right. Oh, there's one more thing, and I know you won't understand this, but keep what happened at Gold Town to yourself, okay?
What?
It'll be hard not telling your friends, but your mom and I think it's best.
Wait, I can't tell anybody?
No.
Why? Is it because you're scared the bad guys will figure out where we live?
That went through my mind, but it's not all of it.
Wait, so I can't even tell any of my friends? What about Ashley? She tells Haley and the whole school will know.
Your mother talked with her last night. I know this isn't easy,
but you have... It's not easy because it makes no sense. Think about when you were a kid. Did you ever have anything like this happen?
No, not like you guys experienced yesterday.
How would you like to have to be quiet about it?
I wouldn't like it at all, but remember how you trusted me in the car? That's how I need you to trust me now, even if you don't understand, okay?
Yeah, I guess. It still doesn't make sense.
This is Sam Timberline. Oh, hello, Sheriff.
I thought your prayer last night was really great. Sam said so when he came to bed.
Sam did? That's good, isn't it?
Sure. You worried about the test today?
A little.
Is there something else?
Yeah.
You want to tell me?
My head feels like the cabin, all messed up and tossed around.
Your medicine. Is that what you mean?
No, it's more than that.
Go ahead. We have time.
Well, remember when I went to Haley's before we went on the trip?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I got there, she turned this movie on. And I told her our rule, you know, about asking permission before we watch something.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't listen.
Oh.
She kept watching. And I did too.
Oh, and you feel guilty about that?
Well, terribly guilty. I should have called. I should have walked out because it was awful.
Well, I'm glad you told me. This has probably eaten you up inside.
Yeah. Bryce and I watched a movie, and all I could think was how much I let you down.
Well, relax. I know your heart. You made a mistake, but we'll work together to make sure you're not put in that situation again.
Her parents weren't even home. That was part of the problem.
Well, I'm glad you told me. It must have been really hard keeping that to yourself.
I'm sorry, Mom. I let you down. I disappointed God, and Haley probably thinks I'm a hypocrite.
You might be surprised. Just tell her how you feel. She might hear you.
But I want her to believe so bad.
You don't have to be perfect to help somebody know God. What attracts people most is when you're honest. Be real. Be yourself.
Like Pastor Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't just tell us when he does good things. He tells us when he messes up with his family and gets a speeding ticket on his way to church.
Exactly.
I guess I thought you were supposed to do everything right. And if you didn't, God was mad at you.
God's not mad at you. I'm sure he was sad about you seeing that stuff in the movie because he knew it would hurt you. But God doesn't pull away his love. Think about Peter and how he let Jesus down. He still loved him.
But doesn't he correct us?
Sure, for our own good, of course. He's like the father in the parable about the prodigal son. He's standing at the window, watching and waiting for you to come back, ready to sweep you up in his arms.
What do you think I should tell Haley?
Well, why don't you invite her over after school? You two can talk and do your homework here.
But what do I say?
Just tell her the truth and let God do the rest. We can talk about what was in the movie, if that would help.
Yeah. The other problem is, I've been trying to talk with her about God, and I feel like I've blown it.
No, you made a mistake. Christians aren't perfect. In fact, a mistake might show Haley the difference between the way she lives and how you live.
So you think there's still hope?
Yeah, there's a lot of hope, kiddo.
You won't believe it. They caught the guy.
Caught who?
The guy who ran us off the road. His name is Percy Winkler. Sam was just talking to the sheriff.
Did they recover the nugget?
Well, no. And Winkler's not cooperating with them. But at least that guy is in custody.
Timberline, you're still alive.
Yeah, at least one more day.
Abu didn't jump you on the way to school?
I saw him watching us, but we came the long way, through the field.
Good for you. How'd your trip go?
How'd you know about the trip?
I called Saturday to see if I could get a ride to the game. Your mom said you were gone.
Yeah, it was good. We had a good time.
Wow, sounds exciting.
You ready for the tests?
I'm ready for them to be over. I think the teachers are more stressed out than we are. These tests are linked up with all the other schools in the state. We have to put our pencils down at the exact same time or they torture small animals.
Wait, seriously?
No, it's a joke. What's wrong with you, Timberline?
Nothing. Just a little jumpy, you know? Nerves.
Ah.
Haley! You ready for the cats?
I guess. Stupid old test. I don't know why we even have to take them.
It's a pain.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was talking with my mom this morning. She said I could invite you to our house. Homework? Dinner? Interested?
I would be, but I can't. Mom found out about us watching that movie. My sister ratted us out.
You're in trouble?
Yeah. Unless you can tell my mom it was your idea. That would help. She doesn't want me having you over anymore because you came when they weren't there.
She didn't know I was coming?
I kind of forgot to tell them. So, can you tell her it was your idea?
Let's talk about it at lunch, okay?
The science wasn't that tough, but I hear math is really gonna be hard. That's tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I need to talk to you about the other night.
I shouldn't have asked you to tell my mom it was your idea.
Thanks. I don't think I should do that either. See, the thing is, I'm a Christian, and I should have said something about the movie when you first suggested it.
I know you're a Christian. What's that got to do with anything?
Well, I should have said something, but I was scared you'd think I was a goody-goody. I felt bad about the whole thing for days, and if I had said something, you might not be in trouble.
Yeah, it kind of was your fault. I'm a Christian, too.
Really?
Yeah, we go to church and stuff. Not very often, but I believe in Jesus and all that, you know, church stuff.
Right. See, I used to think being a Christian was just going to church and praying every now and then, but when I started reading the Bible, that made things different, you know?
You're saying I'm not a Christian?
No, I'm saying I believed in Jesus and God and all that, but it didn't really make any difference until I realized how much God loved me.
Okay.
Maybe we should get together and do some Bible study or something. Would your mom allow that?
I don't know.
It's worth a try, don't you think?
Maybe. I'll ask.
All right, that's it. Hit the showers, gentlemen.
Hey, Bryce. I saw you eating lunch in the hall. What's up with that?
Just eating my lunch. What's the big deal?
In a dark hallway? Alone? Oh, I get it. That's your strategy for Boo.
Hey, come on, keep it down. He was around here a few minutes ago.
There's no hiding, Timberline. He's gonna get you one way or another. And if he wants your four-wheeler, he'll twist it out of you. Unless you do something.
Unless I stand up to him.
Exactly.
Look, I know he's gonna walk on me for the rest of the year if I don't do something. I got that.
Oh, now you're talking. So what's your plan? You've been practicing karate? Judo?
Oh.
What's wrong?
My stuff. Those are my books on the floor. And my socks are in the toilet. Oh, sick.
Whoa. What happened to your pants? Those are gonna be tough to get on.
What's the holdup, boys?
Bryce kinda had an accident, Coach.
Is this your stuff, Timberline?
Yes, sir.
Who did it?
Did what, sir?
Don't tell me you threw your own socks in the toilet and tied your pants in knots. These are as tight as a razor.
No.
So who did it?
I had a run-in with Boo. I mean, Aaron Heckler, last week. I guess it could have been him.
Oh, Heckler. That kid's bigger than most of the teachers in this school. Do you need some help with that?
I think I have him under control.
He's about twice your size. He's almost twice my size. Well, at least let me help you clean this mess up. And I'll write you a note for your next class. And we'll get you some dry socks.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Hey, what's up?
Where are you?
Lincoln, Nebraska. The client had a meeting that's running long. We'll get in the air within the hour, though.
Good. I thought you should know I found something.
What's that?
Well, I'm finally getting around to washing the clothes from the trip. That plastic bag the sheriff gave you with all the wet clothes?
Yeah.
Bryce's camera was in one of the pockets. The one on the sleeve that zips up.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, it must have been all the excitement.
He'll be excited. I wonder if it really is waterproof. I mean, if the video survived. If it did, we need to get that to the sheriff.
He and Ashley are just getting out of school now.
Which means that they're in the path of that Heckler kid.
That's right. I promised Bryce I would pray for him. Sam, would you mind maybe praying with me?
Oh, not right now, Catherine. I don't have time.
It's okay. It's fine. As soon as they get here, we'll check the video and then call the sheriff.
Sounds good. Wish I could be there to see his face when he sees that camera.
Day to get beat up, eh, Timberline?
Thanks a lot, Duncan. You've got the gift of encouragement.
Yeah, I just hope you don't get the gift of a broken face. Good luck.
There he is. Gonna have to go through him to get to our ATVs.
You ready?
No.
Me neither. Come on.
So, you gonna let me ride, Timberhead? Hand over the keys.
I told you, we're not allowed to let anybody ride them. So if you have a problem with that, you're talking to the wrong person.
Hiding behind your daddy, huh? Where is he now? I don't see him around.
Aaron, why are you acting like this? You know we can't let you ride the ATVs. You get hurt, and the school will clamp down and say we can't ride them anymore.
I'm not gonna get hurt. I know how to ride one.
You know, I have the text you sent me.
Ooh, so what?
We haven't shown it to anybody at school, but they take this stuff seriously.
And Coach Baldwin knows what you did in the locker room. If you want to be expelled, keep it up.
Oh no, you mean they might not let me come to school anymore? I'm trembling.
You won't be saying that when they send you to juvie.
I've been there before. It's not that bad. I'll ask you one more time. You gonna let me ride?
No, we're not. I'm not. Now leave us alone or... Ow! You slapped me?
Come on, put him up.
He slapped me. You've never actually been in a fight, have you, Aaron? No. You just intimidate people because you're big.
Oh.
You try and make them scared enough to run. Well, I'm not running.
There's somebody coming. Your sister got a teacher to save you again?
I didn't call anybody.
I don't see anyone.
I'm still gonna get you. I'm still gonna settle the score with you.
You okay?
Well, you know that verse about turning the other cheek?
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't have to. man, that hurt.
But he slapped you.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna give me a black eye.
Come on, let's go home. You won't believe what happened, Mom.
This is so cool. Remember how we were scared of Boo Heckler? Mm-hmm. He wanted to ride the ATVs?
Yeah, I was praying for you.
Bryce stood up to him. You should have seen him.
Good for you.
He slapped me.
What?
Like a little girl slap, you know? I mean, it hurt and made my face turn red, but I don't know. It was like he didn't really want to fight.
The principal needs to know about that, and the teachers as well.
We told Coach Baldwin.
Good, and I'll have a talk with Mr. Forster, too. But I have some exciting news of my own.
You finished your writing project?
Not yet. I found something you've been looking for.
Your camera!
Where'd you find it?
It was in one of the pockets on your coat. The zippered one on the arm.
Oh, I don't even remember putting it there. Must have been when we were in the water.
Who's that?
Probably in the excitement. You put it in there.
I can't believe you found it.
Mom? Bryce? There's a guy in a ski mask.
What in the world?
Where is it?
You have no right to be in here.
Put that phone down.
Mom, he's got a gun. Get out of our house.
Shut up and you won't get hurt. I came for the camera. And get your hands where I can see them, kid.
I'm not doing anything.
Throw it to me. Throw me the phone.
Fine. Here.
Try that again and you're dead. What about you? You have a phone?
No.
You sure about that?
Well, I have one, but not with me, okay?
Sit down, all of you.
You have no right to do this. You have no right to barge in here.
I'll be out of your house as soon as you tell me where it is.
This is the guy, Mom. The guy in the video.
The one who worked with the store owner to steal the gold.
How do you know that?
You and the other guy who ran us off the road. Winkler, wasn't it? You were in on this. You had to be.
Shut up, kid. You don't know what you're talking about. Now, where is it? Where is it?
Ow! You're hurting me!
Stop! It's right here.
Hand it over.
How did you find us?
Give it to me!
Give it to him, Bryce. He's too smart for us. How did you track us here anyway? Did you follow us?
If you don't give it to me now, your pretty little sister is
fine. Here. Take it.
Does it still work?
I haven't had time to check it. My mom just gave it to us.
Then I got here just in time, didn't I? Well, I guess it was waterproof. What do you know about that?
All right, you have what you're looking for.
Right, now get up, all of you in here.
In the pantry? We can't fit in there.
You'll be fine. Just get in.
I guess now they'll never find out who Winkler's accomplice was. Until he rats you out, of course. Or the store owner does.
Just get in!
So do you have the gold?
Shut up!
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody is in trouble.
You called them!
Wasn't me. I gave you my phone.
Shut up, kid!
You're not supposed to say shut up!
Dylan!
Mom says it's a bad word.
Come here, honey.
Why is he wearing that funny hat?
Not now, sweetie.
In the pantry. Now!
Better hurry and get out of here before the police arrive.
It's dark in here.
We're okay, though.
I hope the police get him. But who called them?
I did.
You? Huh?
Yeah. I did what you said at the cabin. Remember?
What was that?
What do you mean, Dylan? What did I say?
You said the next time someone breaks in, we should call 911.
Dylan, nice. I didn't even know you were awake.
Yeah, good work, Dylan.
Can I have a snack while we're in here?
Let's just wait till we see what happens. Can you hear anything, Bryce?
No, sounds like he left.
Well, can you tell who it was? I mean, have you seen him before?
Well, the voice was familiar, but with the mask, I couldn't tell.
Hello? Is anyone here?
In here!
We're back here!
In the pantry!
Let us out!
Is everybody all right?
We're fine. Did you catch the man who locked us in here?
My partner has a guy in a ski mask out there on the front lawn. What happened?
He took my camera. The one that showed his face from the Gold Town robbery this past weekend.
Hold up now. What camera?
There, under the bush. He must have dropped it.
And why would he want a little camera like that?
Well, we can show you the video. Mm-hmm. The sheriff in Gold Town is probably looking for this guy. How did you catch him?
My partner and I pulled up as he ran out of the house. He must have been distracted because he tripped over a shovel on the porch.
A shovel?
And his gun and that camera went flying. Well, he did too.
Officer, is it okay if we see who it is?
You think you know him?
Well, his voice was familiar.
Okay, time for the unmasking.
Ow!
The deputy!
This guy is an officer?
Yeah, he took our statements at the cabin after it had been ransacked.
And he kept asking about the camera at the station. After they pulled us out of the lake, remember?
You guys were in the car at Gold Town?
Mm-hmm.
We heard about that.
You're a bad man, mister.
Shut up, kid.
He was trying to destroy the evidence that linked him to the crime.
Yeah, and there's probably at least one more who was in on the robbery.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of that store in Gold Town.
Officer, could you do one more thing?
Well, you guys are on a roll. What are you thinking?
Do you have to have a warrant or something to check out his truck?
What do you think's in there?
Something we didn't get to see at Gold Town.
Hey, stay away from there!
Just pipe down, deputy, or I'll pull out the snow shovel again. Well, what do we have here? Behind the seat? Some kind of case. Oh, this weighs a ton.
Can I see?
Well, let's open her up. What do you say?
Whoa.
It's so shiny!
The gold nugget.
Looks like the deputy has a lot of explaining to do. On your feet,
let go of me.
And when I touched down, I found a voicemail waiting from the sheriff.
What did he say?
I had no idea what had happened here, of course.
What did he say?
The owner of the store confessed his part in the thing. Their plan was to get the insurance money from the nugget and try to break it up and sell it.
Unbelievable.
Sheriff said the video you were taking was when the deputy was making the switch. He was the guy in the baseball cap.
Wow, it all came together.
Yeah. And if you had put that snow shovel away, he might still be on the loose.
Sam told you to do that.
Well, I think everything is good now, except for one thing.
What do you mean?
Sam, you never told us why we couldn't talk with the newspaper reporter.
Yeah, you're right.
So am I not supposed to ask about it?
Your questions are fine. Your mom has known this for a while, but she didn't know everything till today.
What do you mean, everything?
Why are you serious all of a sudden? We should be celebrating.
I don't know how to tell you.
Just say it. That's what you tell us.
I told Lee about this before she left with Randy. I just haven't been able to talk about it. I'm afraid if I do, it's gonna put you in danger. That's partly why the reporter thing was such a...
What is going on? Are we in some kind of trouble?
The reason you couldn't tell your friends about what happened over the weekend, the reason Sam didn't want your picture in the paper...
I'm so sorry, Ashley. Bryce, you have to believe me.
What happened?
Yeah, what are you sorry for?
For killing your father.
What? Did Sam just say what I thought he said? I'm glad the mystery of the gold nugget is wrapped up, but wow, sounds like there's an even bigger mystery ahead for us. So what did you think about today's show? Hey, we would love to know. If you ever want to write us, just send us an email. Here's the address, redrockmysteries@keysforkids.org. Red Rock Mysteries is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. Today's episode, Haunted Waters Part 4, was adapted by Chris Fabry and directed by Steve O'Dell. Post-production by Todd Bastide, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. Come on back next time, and we'll take you on our next mystery with Bryce and Ashley. Don't miss it. We'll see you right here at Red Rock Mysteries.